Report, Devin Archer, key Biden associate, cancels testifying third time. By Wendell Hasebo on July 24, 2023. Devin Archer, a Biden family business associate and Hunter's best friend in business, reportedly backed out of his scheduled appearance on Monday before the House Oversight Committee, canceling for a third time. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, reportedly told Fox News that Archer canceled his Monday deposition with the committee. Archer is under subpoena from the committee but has reportedly canceled scheduled appearances three times. A person familiar with Archer's expected testimony told Breitbart News the outstanding date remains under negotiation with his lawyer. Reports indicate the committee hopes to compel his testimony on July 31. The committee initially subpoenaed Archer in June. They want to speak with him about the Biden family business. The committee identified Mr. Archer as possessing information relevant to its investigation and seeks your client's testimony regarding these and other related topics, it wrote in a statement. The committee has reviewed and public reporting indicates that Mr. Archer played a significant role in the Biden family's business deals abroad, including but not limited to China, Russia, and Ukraine. Additionally, while undertaking these ventures with the Biden family, your client met with then-Vice President Biden on multiple occasions, including in the White House. Archer was by Hunter's side for decades. They attended Yale together in the late 1990s. Archer went on to become the vice chairman of finance for John Kerry's failed 2004 presidential campaign, where he connected with his college classmate Chris Hines, Kerry's stepson and another Biden family business partner. Archer was an important member of the Biden family business. He was photographed playing golf with then-Vice President Joe Biden in Southampton, New York, in 2014. In 2014, Archer served with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukraine-based energy company. Archer resigned from Burisma's board after his arrest in 2016. Authorities convicted Archer for defrauding a Native American tribal entity in 2022 and was ordered to pay a $43,954,416.75 judgment to the victims. Some of Archer's largest deals involved Bohai Harvest, an entity controlled by Chinese state-owned interests. Breitbart News reported. A little backstory, in December 2013, Hunter Biden helped start a Chinese private equity fund called Bohai Harvest RST, BHR. The American partners held their interests in the company through a shell company called Rosemont Seneca Thornton. Senate investigators later revealed that Yelena Batorina, the billionaire ex-wife of Moscow's longtime mayor, transferred $3.5 million to Rosemont Seneca Thornton on February 14, 2014. Raising concerns about Hunter Biden's possible relationship with the Russian oligarch. In 2019, Hunter Biden told Archer he was a part of the Biden family and that the price of power was persecution. Every great family is persecuted, prosecuted in the U.S. You are part of a great family, not a sideshow, not deserted by them even in your darkest moments, he said. That's the way Bidens are different and you are a Biden. It's the price of power. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.